I asked Roberta Jacobson for her take on the U.S.-Mexico relationship. She's among the top diplomatic experts on Latin America and was U.S. ambassador to Mexico until she resigned last year. Ambassador, you were, I know, a great champion of cooperation with Mexico. Mexico now wants more cooperation under Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the new president. Why do you think AMLO, as he's known, was critical of Trump when he was campaigning? And now that he's president of Mexico, he seems to be supporting Trump, or at least wants kind of back in the orbit.
Obviously, people campaign differently than they govern. And you're right, he campaigned in a more aggressive fashion. But he was pretty careful not to make his campaign too personal vis-a-vis the president in the U.S. But he also told me that he believed the relationship with the United States was the most important thing that he needed to address. And therefore, he was going to do everything he could to keep that relationship positive.
You'd been a diplomat for 30 years, served under five presidents. Why did you quit under Trump?
Well, for me, it became increasingly difficult to defend some of the administration's policies. But it also is a question of when you feel you have influence and whether you think you're going to have more influence outside. And unfortunately, I got to a point where I felt that I was not having the influence that I wanted to, and therefore it was time to go.
I'm curious to know, Ambassador, how much has your concern about the border changed since you left your tenure as ambassador to Mexico? Like when you held that post, how much were you thinking about the border, immigration numbers, detentions, all that?
We thought about it a lot for a lot of different reasons. One was clearly migration. Migration levels were at the lowest in many decades, and we believed that we knew what worked. What worked was cooperating with a Mexican government that was returning people to Central America. And what worked in Central America was assistance programs that reduced insecurity and increased economic opportunity and prevented kids from going into gangs. My concern at this point comes from an administration that seems disinclined to cooperate, but also the government of Mexico is talking about reducing their enforcement efforts. And I think the two things, unfortunately, have combined to make a perfect storm where migrants think, I'll be able to cross Mexico because this new president seems more inclined not to return me. And I may not be able to get into the United States if I don't go now. All of those are drivers north.
Is Trump devoting too many resources to stemming immigration and not enough resources to the humanitarian crisis at the border?
He's devoting the wrong resources. That's what I would say. It is not a question of devoting military resources. You have to devote resources to the source countries. And we've already seen those numbers for assistance to those countries go down. You know, one day after Secretary Nielsen signs a regional compact with Central American countries to stem migration, the president announces he wants not a penny more to go to those countries. So it's also this herky-jerky, what one Mexican official called schizophrenia of our policy of engaging on one day and cutting off on the next that also helps to drive this increased migration.
What do you say to people who see that cooperation, as we've had it so far, hasn't really delivered what the U.S. needs, primarily calm and order at the border?
Well, I'm not sure that it was given much of a chance with this new government in Mexico because they've only been in office 4 months. But I would also say again that the changing focus in the U.S. policy and the schizophrenia, if you will, leaves everybody confused. And it makes your cooperation not meaningless, but less effective.
I almost don't want to ask this, but I really have to. You may have heard this. Over the weekend, Fox ran a banner that said Trump cuts aid to three Mexican countries. I mean, it's hard to imagine that was anything but a production mistake, but don't you think it shows that there is still a basic lack of understanding in the U.S. about the whole region?
Well, I do think it was a production error. I don't want to read too much more into it, but I will say that I have been hearing for years from Americans along the U.S.-Mexican border that neither Mexico City nor Washington understands the border. And I think the same is true for many Americans in terms of understanding the Northern Triangle countries or other countries in Central and Latin America. But I do think if we listened a little more, we might get it right more often than we get it wrong.
Roberta Jacobson was the U.S. ambassador to Mexico until her resignation last year. Thank you very much. Good to speak with you.
Thank you, Marco.